It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. 31 podcasts. It's El Pozo and
All right. Welcome. Today we have a topic near and dear to my heart, which is an old lady. I guess I'll start where I knew, right? And so here's what happened. We were kids. We lived in this neighborhood that was like all fucking old people. Every other house except our house was old people. Like the next youngest people were our next door neighbors who were like not old, but fucking pretty old. One of these neighbors, my older brother, started mowing her lawn, but he fucking hated doing it. And I think he did it for maybe one or two summers and then gave up on it and, you know, turned it over to me, which I was excited about because I was a kid. And I was like, I want to make some fucking money. So I started mowing this lady's lawn. Now, she was kind of like an unusual character. She lived in her house by herself. I think she had one or two cats. I don't know how many cats they were, but the amount of cat vomit would suggest more than one. Would delicately suggest more than one. And what would happen is I'd go over and mow the lawn. And then, you know, like the jobs I did over there slowly expanded. Which was crazy because it always seemed like she thought I was doing a terrible job mowing her lawn. She wanted her lawn mowed in this very specific way that I found super annoying. Because, so the easiest way to mow the lawn, right, is you kind of go around in a big circle. You start on the outside perimeter, you get all that done, and then from there it's easy. But she always wanted me to mow it so I had, you know, I could do like one lap on the outside, and then she wanted it angled just so, kind of like not quite a 45 degree angle to the sidewalk. I mean, this was pretty particular. And it's kind of like vacuuming. You know how when you vacuum, it leaves a line so you can see where the vacuuming happened in the situation with that? That's kind of what it was like, right? So she wanted her lawn to look nice. And, you know, as a grown-up, I kind of get it. The parts I didn't get as much were some parts where... So she planted this tiny tree in her backyard. And it was like, I mean, couldn't have been 6 inches tall. Tiny, tiny. And it looked, I swear to God, it looked like just a miniature, teeny tiny Christmas tree. And she's got this fucking thing out there. And she was so worried that like my brother and then me would run it over with the lawnmower, which is a legitimate concern because it's like fucking tiny. So what she did is she put two railroad spikes in the ground next to it to, I guess, prevent. So basically the plan here was, she had this teeny tiny tree that had just started growing in her lawn. And the idea was to ruin an expensive piece of machinery in order to, you know, preserve that tree. And it was like, maybe put, I don't know, some of those little orange flags or something like that. Something to wake up a kid mowing your lawn. Or put a circle of rocks around it. So it's like, all right, I just won't mow right up next to it, right? And, you know, these jobs expanded because I didn't hit her tree. Thank fuck. And so, you know, I started doing the trimming, right? So, like, doing the edging in her yard. Then it was like, you could do the leaves in the fall. And then there were some things I started doing inside the house, which were pretty weird. Inside her house was really strange. It was like this old lady house, and she'd always have me come wait in there while she cut me a check, as she put it. Because, yes, she gave me checks, which I then had to open a bank account at a bank down the street that I could walk to. And to cash, you know, an $8 check. And I think by the time we were done, I was doing enough that I was making $14, maybe. And, you know, what would happen is I'd be waiting inside and she'd say, oh, why don't you go ahead and do this, you know, while you're in here. While I'm cutting this check, will you do, you know, move this mattress from upstairs to downstairs? And she had these, like, yearly chores that she wanted help with. you know, or like she sometimes, if she was washing her sheets and stuff, she'd want me to help her put the new sheets on the bed. Now, before you start thinking, before your fucking sick mind starts going to this being sexy or something, let me just say this was like not a Mrs. Robinson situation. This is a super old lady who always wore these like baby doll pajamas. She was hefty and did not smell good. Also, I think she was drunk a lot of the time. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Because let us who haven't had a shot yet throw the first stone, right? But it was not like that at all. Like, there was no vibe of, oh, this is a sexy thing. It was like working in a hospital with a nurse or something. And she smoked and drank, so, like, I'd be helping her put the sheets on the bed, and she'd be genuinely getting out of breath and have to take a break every now and then. And I always kind of laughed because she'd be like, oh, you know, she put those spikes next to the tree, right? And she's like, someday I'll have this big tree in my yard. And I was like, yeah, like you're going to be fucking alive to see that. Which, of course, she wasn't. She died in, let me see, I've got her obituary here, 2003. Don't worry, this isn't just a story of me making fun of some old lady, by the way. She died in 2003. And so here's what happened. I'd heard a rumor, and she had always told me, because, you know, I had moved the mattress into the basement and stuff, and she always told me that Stephen King had stayed in her house and wrote The Shining while he was there. And I was always like, oh, yeah, right, because, like, nothing happens in our small town, right? Nothing like that. But then a little bit ago, I was like, what if that did happen? Like, can I empirically prove that that did or didn't happen? Probably, right? So, okay, here was her obituary. She died at 79. She was born in Baltimore. Formerly married to some dude. She lived in New York. She lived in Kentucky, Toledo. And then she was in Boulder from 1966 to 1997. And she lived in Greeley after that. She got her BA in history from CU Boulder. And she got her master's degree, and then she continued to work towards her PhD at CU. She was an expert on Genghis Khan and writing analysis, as well as many other areas. She was a professional student and volunteer with several senior groups and organizations, lots of senior groups in Greeley and Boulder, and a published author and writer. In her younger years, she was involved in community theater. She had a son named Bart, who was a dick. Anyway... So then I started looking into it, right? Now, here are some of the interesting things, though. Because she'd always said this, and I remember there was an article in the newspaper. It was like a local news, but it was a total fluff thing, right? And I couldn't relocate that. But I started thinking, what if in my mind, you know, she said, Stephen King wrote The Shining at my house, and I was thinking it was the house I was in, but it was her other house in Boulder, right? And so King said he was in a house that was on 42nd Street, right? And that was a house that I couldn't prove that she owned. However, it kind of looked that that house that he supposedly lived in and is listed as him supposedly living there and writing The Stand and The Shining there was last sold in 1996. Which does coincide with her move to Greeley in 1997. It would also make a lot of sense if she was a, you know, student at the college at that time and, like, teaching at the college or whatever. It would seem pretty likely to me that she might have someone living in her house, right? So that was all I could find. But I have to say, it does seem to me pretty likely that this house that she once owned is probably the same house where he wrote that shit. So I have to give a sort of posthumous, except I'm not the posthumous one, right? She's dead. So I don't know how that works, but maybe a posthumous semi-apology. Because I think this whole time I've thought she's just this fucking kooky old lady who's like, oh yeah, I'm sure one of the most famous horror things of all time was written in your basement. Real nice job. I'm making the jack off motion right now, okay? But it turns out it might be true. I don't know how spooky that is, but it seems fucking Halloween related as fuck to me. Dead old lady, who, you know, didn't want to have sex with me. And Stephen King, who I also assume does not want to have sex with me. It's all kind of wrapped up in a nice little bow, right? I mean, what else is there to say? Cue the music.